District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
Hello, this is Alan Cox from District 32 Radio. I'm here today with Lindsay Adams from The Relationships Guy. Lindsay, can you tell me a bit about your business and how you got started? What inspired you to go down the path you've gone down?
It's an interesting question, Alan. I've been in business now for 19 years. So if we wind it back right to the start, I worked in the public sector. I worked in the Australian Taxation Office, Queensland Health, Brisbane City Council, three tiers of government. And I always had a hankering to start my own business. And on the 1st of January 2000, I did just that. And here I am 19 years later. And it came about by a guy who challenged me at a leadership workshop that I attended in the tax office. And he asked me an interesting question. He said, what are you doing here? You're not like these other people. Why are you here? And that conversation, that question rather, led to a three-hour conversation, which helped me understand I was in the wrong job. And that guy, to this day, I don't know what he saw in me, but, you know, that was the catalyst moment, as I describe it, that started me on the pathway to actually self-employment. How I became the relationships guy, that's interesting. Started off, I did a lot of team building stuff when I, you know, first 3 years of my business, morphed into leadership and manager development, and then into teaching business owners and salespeople how to do business by referral. So what's the common theme that underpins each of those things? Teamwork, leadership, referrals. It's relationships.
Yep.
And so a couple of years ago, I was talking with one of my clients, and he said, you know, you're the relationships guy. You should call yourself the relationships guy. And I went, And I went home and I mulled on that, and I went online and had a bit of a look around, and nobody else was doing, you know, using that term, and, you know, tossed it around with a few trusted buddies, and here I am, you know, years later, I'm the relationships guy, and I focus in on business relationships, how to get into relationship quickly, and how to leverage those relationships to get more business. And there's a number of ways you can do that. In fact, I wrote a book recently called The DNA of Business Relationships. You can go to Amazon and buy it on Kindle, or you can get a hard copy if you're real keen. But in that book, I talk about how to get into a relationship quickly. And I also talk about the key four concept, which is, you know, a simple way of building referral business and getting more referrals. And we've done some tips on that, which your listeners will be able to, you know, catch up with. So long story, but that's kind of how I come to here.
Terrific. So what's been one of the things that has, say, some results that you've achieved that have excited you the most?
Wow. Results I've achieved. Interesting. I've been blessed and had some amazing experiences in my business. I've managed to speak now in, I think it's 14 different countries around the world. I work regularly in Australia, New Zealand, Asia. So I think Singapore, Malaysia, Philippines. But I've also spoken in the UK, in Europe, in France, in Germany, Canada, the US, South Africa. I've been around. So I had some really interesting experiences. And partly, and all of that has come as a result of relationships, by the way.
Yep.
So I'm heavily involved in the professional speaking industry, and I'm a past national president of Professional Speakers Australia and the international president of the Global Speakers Federation. And I have seriously worked my network to build business opportunities and leverage my friendships or my relationships to actually get business in all of those locations. And, you know, so I'm always on the lookout to create a new relationship and also find a way to serve, you know, other people. And service has really underpinned my business and my life and has paid so many dividends as well.
Why service?
Well, you know, it comes about. My dad used to say, if you're going to get involved, get involved. And so I went along in the year 2000 to my first ever speakers convention in our nation's capital in Canberra. And they said on the platform, if you want to build your business, get involved in your local chapter and volunteer. So I came back and I said, okay, what do you need doing? I'll help out. President said, you used to work in the tax office, didn't you? And I went, yep. And she said, great, you can be treasurer.
You just got volunteered.
But, you know, I served as treasurer, and then I became vice president, then president of the Queensland chapter. That put me on the national board. I then, you know, aspired to leadership there. I became the national, the junior vice president, senior vice president, president. And so I built a really neat network of buddies around the country. And, you know, once you get to know people and they trust you, then they refer business to you. And so I started getting referrals interstate. And I was, and of course, handing out referrals. And then I finished up as national president, and I got a phone call one weekend, and it went something like this: Lindsay, if you were to be nominated for the role of international president, would you accept the nomination? And I went, well, yes, I would. Anyway, long story short, I won that role, and then I started building my connections internationally. And in 2009, 2010, I went to 10 international events representing the Federation as the president, and, you know, built relationships around the world. One of those relationships turned into a joint venture, which, you know, I got $100,000 worth of business out of. That was a nice one. Other joint ventures, which, you know, have been interesting experiences, but haven't generated a lot of income. You know, you win some, you lose some. But I've had some amazing life experiences along the way. It's not about giving because I want. It's about giving and serving because, you know what, if you give, you will receive. It's a kind of a universal law, and, you know, I don't know how spiritual you and your listeners are. It doesn't matter. My belief is if you look after someone else, you will be looked after.
It's also a very solid psychological thing on that, and that's reciprocity. Human beings are designed to give if they are given something. They want to give back.
Well, yeah. I mean, Robert Cialdini wrote Persuasion, the Psychology of Influence.
Yep.
Influence, the Psychology of Persuasion. I'll get it right eventually.
Yeah.
Robert Cialdini, Cialdini. It's a great book. It's still relevant today. And in that, he talks about the six laws of influence, one of which is the law of reciprocity. And
yes,
it's well researched that if you give, you will receive.
Lindsay, you talk about the key four strategy. Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah, Alan, it's a really simple strategy. Think about how do you get business and how hard it is to get referrals. And a lot of people struggle with referrals. And, you know, we can get them organically. Someone likes you, they refer you. But I actually say we need to be proactive about generating referrals. And I teach this concept called the key four strategy. So I want everyone who's listening to look at their hand and identify their thumb and their four fingers. This is a really simple model. So you, the person listening, are the thumb, and the four fingers are your key four. And these are four people who share your same target market but do not compete with you. And so really simple example, real estate agent is the thumb. That's the, you know, the driver of the key four. The key four people that they might work with, let me think, solicitor or a professional conveyance kind of person, insurance person, mortgage broker, building and pest inspector. Now, when you think about it, they all share the same target market. A young couple wants to buy a house. And they can refer business to each other, and they do not compete. And so if you get smart, Alan, you're going to go out and identify these key four people and then work with them to generate referrals for each other. And so let me explain how it might work. A young couple comes to the real estate agent, and they say, yeah, we want to buy a house. Real estate agent says, great, fantastic, I've got some amazing properties to show you. Oh, before we start, tell me, have you organized your finance yet? Oh, yeah, we've been banking with the bank, you know, now for, 5, 10 years. real estate agent says, you know what? I've got this most amazing mortgage broker in my team, and he's going to beat any bank rate hands down. How about I introduce you to him? They go, oh, really? You get us a better rate, save us money. We'd love an introduction. By the way, when we settle the contract, you're going to need a solicitor. Now, I've got a really good solicitor who works. He knows my business. He knows how to do this. He's got years of experience. Do you have your own solicitor? No, I wouldn't have a clue. Great. I'll introduce you. Can you see how this concept works? It's really simple.
It does. It is simple, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to need insurance. And of course, part of the process, you're going to need a building and pest inspection of the property. And it doesn't have to be those people, those industries, those occupations. You can build your own key four to suit your business. And the simplicity of the model is they share your target market and they do not compete with you. And so we then identify those people and start talking to them and get them involved, get them interested, get them energized so that we can start passing business referrals to each other. And here's the other beauty of it. If you think about this, now look at, you know, I started off with the analogy of look at your hand, look at your thumb, now look at your little finger and put the thumb from your other finger onto your little finger, and suddenly you've got access to another key four. So someone in your group, let's say you're building in pest inspector, he's the little finger in your key four, you know, you say to him, hey Bob, look, this young couple, they want to do some additions to this house after they purchase. Do you know anyone? Yeah, he says, I do. In fact, I know a carpenter, I know a plumber, I know a bricklayer. Can you see where this is going?
Yes, absolutely.
The pest inspector has got his own key four, and so you can keep adding key four after key four, and suddenly you've got like a whole DNA structure of network that you can access these people through your trusted referral partners. And see, you know, note those words, trusted referral partners, and that's what your key four is. These people are the key to unlocking a river of referrals in your business.
I like that, a river of referrals.
Yeah, well, yeah. Wouldn't we all like a river of referrals in our business? You know, I wrote this book called The DNA of Business Relationships. And in the book, I talk about the key four strategy, and I talk about a bunch of other things. But when you think about it, DNA is kind of it's the nucleus of us as people. And if you think about this key four strategy, it's kind of the nucleus of a great referral strategy for your business. And if you have a strong key four group, and you support them and they support you, then you're really going to have that river of referrals.
Lindsay, how do we identify and recruit your key four?
The key four concept, as I talked about in our last chat, was basically you and four referral partners. They share your target market. They don't compete with you. And so how do we identify suitable people to introduce into our key four group? So it's really thinking about who shares my target market yet does not compete with me. Now, I started off with a residential real estate agent as the example. So let's just go with that for simplicity. So if you're a real estate agent, well, who else would share your target market? And so if we think about it, solicitor, conveyancing company, insurance broker, mortgage broker, building and pest inspector, pool maintenance guy, lawn maintenance guy, you know, handyman, there's a whole bunch of people who could work alongside a real estate agent and not compete. The next thing is they've got to share the same target market. So all of those people can work with the client of the real estate agent. And when you think about residential real estate, let's just go simple. Young couple want to buy a house. So young couple want to buy a house. They're going to need the services at some stage or other of all those people. And it's up to them how often or how much they use them. So really thinking about who could be the ideal partner for me is identifying who do you know who's a solicitor, insurance guy, a mortgage broker, whatever, and then actually approaching them with the concept of growing our businesses by referral. And then you explain the key four concept, and away you go. And so, you know, it's, again, it's simple, yet so powerful. You know, I said it before, a lot of people just sit back and wait for referrals. They join District 32, which is an amazing group, and they think, because I'm here, people want to refer me business. That's not the case. You have to work at building the relationship so that you're proactive in creating referrals. And so, you know, your key four could be in the District 32 group. Or maybe one or two of them could be in District 32 and one or two could be outside. It doesn't matter. However, it's simply, it's about tuning into those two simple criteria, who shares your target market and who does not compete with you. And then, of course, who wants more business? Well, Alan, have you met anyone lately when you've said, are you interested in getting more business? And they've responded with a no. Have you met anyone like that?
Not so far, no.
Yeah, and that's my experience as well. You think about personalities, behaviours, think about people you like and don't like. I mean, don't pick someone in your key four that you don't get along with, because it ain't going to work.
No.
You've got to be in it to win it, and you've got to be in it together. And everybody has to contribute. It's, you know, it's a two-way street at every turn with your referral partners in the key four. Because if one person's not pulling their weight, then, you know, it ain't going to work.
For some products, it doesn't have to be local. It can be international.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because, I do a lot of speaking at conferences. I run training seminars and workshops. I work in Australia, in New Zealand, in Asia. And so I have key four groups in I have a key four in Singapore. I have a key four in Auckland. And I have a key four in Brisbane. So, and they're three separate and distinct groups. We all share the same target market. We don't compete with each other. And we look out for opportunities for each other. And so your key four, you know, you could have one person here, one person in Timbuktu, and one in Moscow. It doesn't matter, as long as you share the same target market and don't compete with each other.
Lindsay, you talked about the key four and that we've all got to pull our weight. How do you get them to do that?
Again, this is a process. So we've thought about who could be in our key four. We've gone and invited people, explained the concept. So here's typically what I would do to energize them. I'd say, hey, Alan, you interested in getting more referrals? What's the response, mate?
Yes. Of course.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah, great. So, Alan, I've got an idea where we can help each other in business so that we can create more referrals for each other. You up for that?
Absolutely.
Great. Let's have a cup of coffee. We'll organise a time. We'll meet next Tuesday at 10, blah, 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 blah. And so we meet up and I go, okay, Alan, here's how it works. We're going to look out for opportunities for each other. And there's a couple of ways we can do that. And the more focused we are and the more structured we are on doing this, the more referrals we get. Okay?
Yes.
The first way is the organic way. You know, Alan, I want you to keep your eyes and ears peeled when someone says, oh, gee, I'm not getting much business. I'd like more referrals. That's a cue for you to go, I know just the guy you need to talk to. You need to talk to Lindsay Adams, the relationships guy, because he runs some amazing programs for business owners and salespeople to teach them how to get more referral business. So that's key number one. That's an organic process. You just keep your eyes or ears open for, you know, little clues when someone's looking for help. The next one, and this is where it gets really clever, is we are actually going to drill down into our client databases and we're going to create lists, and then we're going to systematically contact those people and introduce each other. So here's how it goes. I understand your business, you understand mine. And let's go back to that real estate example we've been talking with in the last two discussions. Real estate agent, he wants to sell houses to young couples and or investors, we'll say. So and he's working with a, we'll say a solicitor. So they're key four referral partners. So they're having a meeting. Real estate agent says, you know, I've gone through my client database and I've got 10 names of people who I think would be good clients for you. You did their conveyancing. And I think I can refer them now to you to complete a will, to complete powers of attorney, maybe to help them with some legal advice for their business, you know, whatever it might be. So you identify 10 names, and the solicitor in turn identifies 10 names from his client list who he thinks maybe good clients for the real estate agent. Could be couples who, you know, he knows need to buy a property, or maybe they're investors, whatever. And then the process goes, the real estate agent contacts the first person on their list and says, hey, I've got this guy, he's a solicitor. He and I work really closely together. And I think he'd be perfect for you. You know, last time we were together, you were talking about the fact you haven't got an up-to-date will. He'd be perfect for that. How about I introduce you? Now, at this stage, the person can say yes, no, maybe. So obviously, if they say yes, you're going to make an introduction. And the best way is to organize a three-way coffee meeting where you're present and you can introduce them to each other. Another way is you could do it by email, or you could have a personal phone call and set up a meeting where those two meet. Remember, the best is where the three of you meet. Not always convenient. The second best is where the two of them meet. But you've got to open the door and make it a very warm referral and make it easy for the person to actually get on board with the solicitor. So again, this is not rocket science. If you go about it in a structured way, and of course, you know, I introduce 10 people, you introduce 10 people, and it's up to the person to decide whether they want to have the meeting. It's not a pushy thing. It's simply, I've got something which you may be interested in. Would you like to go ahead and meet? And then it's up to them to see if there's synergy and whether they want to do business together. You would be surprised at what comes.
You've been listening to District 32 business experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts. 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday. On District 32, the power of connection.